Let's see what the stew has for us today.
Welcome to the Gnomecast, Gnome Stew's tabletop gaming advice podcast. Here we talk with the other gnomes about gaming things to avoid becoming part of the stew, so I guess we'd better be good. This episode is brought to you by our awesome Patreon backers like the amazing Anthony Macaronis, the wonderful Weregator Eric Bontz, and the gregarious GM Gerrymander. Today, we have more gnomes than you can shake a stick at. Since the U.S.'s Thanksgiving holiday is in a week, we're going to talk about what we're thankful for within this hobby of ours. Take it away, gnomes!
Hello, my name is Troy Taylor, and I want to tell you what I'm thankful for as a member of the Gnome Stew crew. First of all, I'm thankful for those tiny, tiny paintbrushes, which allow me to paint eyes and all my minifigs. But I also want to thank the crew that I've worked with at Cobalt Press Blog over the years as a hobby lancer, including Miranda, Scott, Ben, and Wolfgang. I'd like to thank those podcasters such as Roan and Ed, Ken and Robin, D&D's Chris and Sean, and the folks at the Tome Show for providing entertainment and information during my daily commute. I want to thank the original Werecabbages, of whom there are just too many to name, but especially the original E's, John E. Ling and Amber E. Scott, who sponsored Troy E. Taylor into their fold, and our den mother, Liz Quartz. I would also like to extend a special thank you to Ken, the consummate gamer, who welcomed me into his table 18 years ago. And also want to thank all the gnomes, past and present, who've helped make the site something very special.
Hey everybody, JT Evans here with Gnome Stew. We're doing our Gnomecast, our Thanksgiving Gnomecast, and we're talking a little bit about things that we're thankful for. I think the thing that I am most thankful for is the veritable unlimited supply of role-playing games in various genres, including genres that I am not all that familiar with or that have, exploded on the scene in the last year or three. You kind of figured that genres had everything covered by the time the late 90s rolled around, but there's always new ideas. There's always new things to play, new experiences to have. And that's one thing that makes me incredibly happy, incredibly thankful for. It kind of makes me eager to see what the future brings, to be honest with you, with who knows what the next hot TV show or TV series is going to be that captures the zeitgeist and spawns a role-playing game or three out of it, and we'll see where things go from there, right? Another thing I'm thankful for is I'm in two different role-playing groups. One is a fairly solid Pathfinder group that we get together most weeks. We used to do face-to-face, but it has recently converted to a Skype-based game because we had a guy from out of state join us, and obviously it's kind of a long commute for him to get to my house to game. So we get together Sundays and have some Pathfinder goodness for a few hours. That's always fun. The other group I'm in is a Saturday night group, and we're playing the Amazing Swordsmen and Sorcerers of Hyperborea, which is obviously based on the Howard series of pulp fiction-style novels and novelettes and things like that. Obviously, it's in the Conan universe, and we're having a lot of fun with the really weird stuff that Howard dropped into his guns, or into his stories, like ray guns. Conan has ray guns. Of course, that's not in the movies much, if at all. But it's still an aspect of his storytelling, and we're exploring all of the little dark corners of that. And I'm really, really having a blast with that old-school style. It's almost like first edition AD&D style role-playing, where it's very free-form and flowing, and the rules don't dictate everything, and that's always a lot of fun. Something else I'm looking forward to is next year I plan on going to 4 or 5 various cons around the country, one of which is going to be role-playing related, and that's Origins. I'm really looking forward to going to Origins, where I can meet up with my fellow gnomes and a lot of readers in person, as opposed to just interacting face-to-face. So I'm thankful that I'm in a good place physically, mentally, and financially where I can go do that. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That's about it, really. I mean, that covers the basics of what I'm thankful for in my role-playing life. So if you guys are interested in finding out more about me online, you can find me on my website. It's jtevans.net. You can also find me on Facebook. It's jtevans.author, and Twitter is just at jtevans. And I'm on a few other social media things here and there. If you're interested in finding me, hit my website, jtevans.net. Upper right corner of every page is links to all my social media, and you can go from there. Thank you very much, and I hope everybody out there in Gnome Land has a great Thanksgiving and holiday season. Bye.
This is Jared Rasher. I am the review gnome here at Gnome Stew, and I am here to talk about what I am thankful for in gaming over the past year. I have to say right up front, I am thankful for working at Gnome Stew. This has been my first full year at Gnome Stew, and it has been an honor. There are great writers that work here, and being counted among them is a honor, and I am very thankful for that. So definitely right up front, just the fact that I am here on the GnomeCast talking about writing for Gnome Stew, I am thankful for that opportunity. Additionally, I am very thankful for the conventions that I managed to attend this year. I've managed to make it to 4 conventions, which is a lot for me, and 2 of them were local, but I also managed to get to GaryCon and GameholeCon, and it was great to get to a wide variety of conventions, to get to play games, and to see a cross-section of gamers. One of the things that I noticed with that cross-section of gamers, even at my local conventions, it is a lot more diverse. There's a lot more people that don't look like me. That's good. It needs to continue going forward, and I definitely saw it at the conventions that I was at this year. Additionally, when I went to GaryCon, especially, I got to meet podcast hosts that I have listened to online. I got to meet people with that I have interacted with online. And it was wonderful to actually put faces to those voices and those words and to be able to interact with them in person and to game with them. It was a great thing. I am very thankful for all of the people that I got to meet in person that I had previously only known from my interactions online or from listening to them. That was a wonderful thing that I'm definitely thankful for. I'm also very thankful for any time that I've looked online and found somebody that read one of my reviews and found a game that they didn't know existed. That's a lot of the reason why I write the reviews, is to expose people to things that they may not know are out there, that are definitely part of their tastes, that are things that they would definitely groove on, that they would really love if they just knew it existed. So knowing that there are people that found something in a review that led them to something brand new that they can share with their gaming group, and that feels right for them, that is a great feeling, and it's exactly why I do the reviews, and it is definitely one of the things that I am thankful for in gaming this year. For anyone that would like to look me up online, you can find my personal blog at knighterrantjr.blogspot.com, and additionally, if you'd like to find me on Twitter, you can find me at knighterrant_jr. And I'm very thankful that all of you listen to me here today.
Hi, everyone. This is Phil Vecchione, and I just want to list off the things that I'm thankful for in 2018 when it comes to gaming, Gnome Stew, and all of that stuff. So I think the first thing that I'm really thankful for this year was the game Tales from the Loop. I ran a campaign of this starting in 2017 and just finished it a month or so ago. Easily the best campaign I've run in years. I loved the system. I loved my players who played it. I had absolutely the best time and experience with it. So excited for the sequel to come out in 2019. Really, really, really thankful that game was part of my 2018. I'm also very thankful for Breakout Con in Toronto. Just one of the most positive gaming experiences that I've ever had. Such an amazingly diverse and inclusive environment. Such great gaming that went on there, from the games that I ran to the games that I played in to just the people that I got to hang out with. The organizers for Breakout Con are the most amazing, loving, caring people. The attendees were just equally warm and delightful, and Breakout Con was just a really special part of my year. I also want to say that I'm very thankful for the Misdirected Mark community, especially the chat room for life that hangs out with us on Tuesday evenings when we record the show. They are amazing, and they are, I can say, they are all my friends. They are people that I've seen and hung out with. I've had the opportunity to play games with people. I get to interact with them on a weekly basis on the show, and they really add a whole quality to the show that we don't normally get when you record a podcast by yourself. So I love everybody in the Misdirected Mark community. Thank you so much for being with us week after week when we record. And then finally, just to keep this short, I'm really thankful for all the people that are in what we sometimes call the GEM Collective, Gnome Stew, Encoded, Misdirected Mark. They're such an incredibly diverse and amazing group of talented creators in all three areas. The writers from the Stew, the hosts of the various Misdirected Mark podcasts, and the Encoded Designs crew themselves. I love collaborating and working on things with every one of those groups. And I love looking at all the amazing things that we have put out through the year in terms of our blog posts, episodes of shows, as well as products from Encoded Designs. So I'm very, very thankful to all of those people and able to have seen most of them throughout the year. Not all of them, but many of them. And I hope that in 2019, I'll get to see even more of them. So thank you very much. That's the things I'm thankful for.
Hey folks, this is Ange. I've had an amazing few years in this hobby, and I am super thankful for so much related to it. First, there are so many awesome games being made every year that offer new ideas and concepts about what gaming can be. The fact that there are amazing creative people out there working to add their ideas to the hobby is an absolutely wonderful thing. I'm also thankful that I'm in a place in my life where I can attend a wide variety of conventions throughout the year where I get to hang out with awesome people and play games both old and new. I realized not too long ago that the majority of people in my life are people that I know specifically because of gaming and conventions. And conventions have just added so many people to that list of mine. On top of that, this modern internet age allows me to stay in contact with those awesome people and game with them online when time permits. Every year, the tools for online gaming makes the distance between me and my friends mean less and less. There's so much more that I could say, but I'm going to leave it at this for now. You can find me on Twitter at Orikes13, O-R-I-K-E-S-13, and I hope you and yours have a wonderful Thanksgiving, or at the very least, a fantastic Thursday.
Hey everyone, this is Camden Wright. I would, one, like to start by saying how grateful and thankful I am for all of the wonderful games I got to play this year, both new and old. I absolutely fell in love with Swords Without Master this year, a game called Dialect, which is just one of the most beautiful, unique games I've played in quite a while. The Quiet Year, which is fun and sad, and you wind up with a really cool map at the end. And a special shout out to fellow gnome Kira for introducing me to the word lesbosnakes in her game A Cozy Den. Number two, I would like to thank all of the wonderful people that shared a gaming table with me this year. I was fortunate enough to travel around the country and attend several gaming conventions, and it never ceases to amaze me the heart and imagination and kindness that people bring to the gaming table. It has been a gift to share those moments with all of you. So thank you, and I hope to see you again in the future. And then number three, I'm thankful to see changes in the industry where games like The Amazing Harlem Unbound and Bluebeard's Bride are winning awards and selling and being celebrated. They are both such fantastic games, and to be at Gen Con this year and see both of those games win awards and the buzz around them and the excitement really made me proud to be part of where the industry is going.
This is Matt Negley. I'm the gnome that does all the articles with Way Too Much Math or Chi-Squares on Dice or Dad Jokes. Take your pick. And I'm here to talk about the things for which I am thankful with the RPG industry. And I have a couple things. I'm going to pitch two softballs and then one fastball for you. The two softballs are that it is a fun, creative outlet that you can, you know, make interesting stuff. You know, you can write articles about weird countries, or, you know, you can kill all your players with ethereal mummies or whatever you feel like, and it's a fun creative outlet. Another one is that it is a good family activity. My wife and my daughter and I all have very different tastes in what kind of RPGs we like to play, but that doesn't mean that we don't sit down and play together and suffer through each other's favored styles from time to time. So that's a lot of fun too. So here's the hardball. I'm thankful for the place our community is headed in. I've written on the Stew about how the early appeal of our hobby was based on Veblen's heroic exploit, and it would have been very easy for our hobby to go very dark places, and I'm glad it hasn't. We have a very good community that's inclusive, that works hard to make sure that everybody gets to play and everybody gets respected, and I think the great majority of the RPG community is on board with that and wants to contribute to that, and it makes me really glad to be part of a progressive community that wants to be inclusive and fun for everyone. So those are three things that I'm thankful for in our hobby. And at this point, I'm supposed to keep this thing under 5 minutes, and I'm probably dangerously close to that. So I'm at three. I can prattle on for another 2 minutes, but I won't.
Hey, this is Tracy, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to be able to make games, to be able to play games with amazing people. I think about games constantly. I think about making games all the time. It's one of my biggest passions, and the fact that I am able to do this professionally in some capacity is so great. The tabletop RPG industry and tabletop games in general have a lot of work they need to do, but it is an industry that I think is worth doing the work for.
Last but not least, a message from our head gnome, John Arcadian.
All right, so this may sound cliche, but one of the things that I am most thankful for is all of the wonderful people that I get to work with here in the gaming industry. Nothing we do in this industry is a single-person project, and we couldn't do this without all the people that help us put out books or write blog articles or make podcasts. So first, I am thankful for all of the wonderful authors, guest authors, artists, editors, audio editors, and everybody affiliated with Gnome Stew. We produce some awesome things, and I am super happy to have such great people to be doing this with. I'm also thankful for all the people I get to work with over at Encoded Designs, who help me make incredible projects of my own, and who I get to help make incredible projects of theirs and of other people who hire us to do stuff. We get to make some really awesome projects and put some things to paper and digital ink out there that wouldn't get done any other way unless we had such a great group working together. I'm also super thankful for all of the things Misdirected Mark does for Gnome Stew and for gaming in general. There are some awesome podcasts out there to go listen to and some really wonderful friends that it is phenomenal to hear them talk about gaming on a weekly basis. And finally, I am thankful for all of our readers. We wouldn't create all of these things if you weren't out there reading and listening to them. So thank you for helping us do incredible things.
This show is funded by the Gnome Stew Patreon. You too can become a Patreon backer by following the Patreon link on the Gnome Stew website to the Gnome Stew Patreon. This ad is brought to you by leftovers, because if it's a holiday centered around food, you know there's going to be leftovers. And man, do I love me some leftover turkey, mashed taters, stuffing, and gravy. Oh, and the pie. Don't forget the pie. If you're enjoying the Gnomecast, you'll probably like many of the other Misdirected Mark shows. Here's one to check out. The Lounge. Doc finds the best, the brightest, and the most fun game designers and sits down to have a cool chat with them. You never know what conversation is going to come up in the lounge. You can find all of us at GnomeStew.com, at GnomeStew on Twitter, and GnomeStew on Facebook. And I know for sure we avoided the stew this week because the head gnome is totally going to be saving room for pie.
Gnomecast is hosted by Misdirected Mark Productions, the media arm of Encoded Designs.